Duluth's poet laureate is a second-term poet laureate at that. Jim Johnson, he's interested in the idea of local and regional voices in writing. So it's not really a surprise that he was asked to deliver the keynote address at tonight's 27th annual Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards here at UMD. And he joins us on the phone for a little schmooze. Jim, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
I was interested to read a little bit about your interest in the idea of voices of poetry, and in particular, different kinds of local and regional voices in poetry, and Bob Dylan as an interest of yours, in terms of another local voice of poetry. Can you talk about that idea a little bit?
Well, I think what I'm referring to is the Midwest voice, which I think is quite unique, and I think it's a pretty wonderful voice that we have in poetry. It's not quite like the East Coast and the things that go in a lot of the big cities. I think we have certain uniqueness to us, and I don't know if we've always been discovered or noted for it, but I think that it's important to let people know that we have had some wonderful writers, you know, Robert Bly and Bill Holm and Dave Eder and people like that who are Midwestern and I think are important. Louis Jenkins and Connie Wanick and Bart Sutter are all Duluthians, and I think we're all part of that tradition.
Is there a way that you can identify a Midwest voice if you're reading poetry and if the poet doesn't specifically kind of lay out for you, this is something I set on Highway 61, for example?
Well, I think you can kind of know when you hear it, and it's we're around it all the time, and so we don't always notice, but I think that people from the East Coast notice that there's something about some of the ways that we speak and some of the idioms that we have and so on. But I think also there's a factor that it's we're more honest, and we're trying to get through life, and we're trying to deal with things and make common sense and so on, you know, and I think that's part of it.
So the Midwest voice wouldn't be one of those ethereal poetry voices.
Exactly, and that's one of the things I guess I was kind of avoiding talking about, but I think sometimes when you read some poetry, you read it, and even though you're educated and you've read a lot of poetry, you don't know what that's about, and I think it's important to know what you're talking about, and when somebody's reading, to understand what it's about. So, yeah.
My father would have been a huge fan of the Midwest voice. He called T.S. Eliot T.S. Idiot. Because you really do need a companion guide to read T.S. Eliot if you want to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that's somewhat true. And I remember one time William Carlos Williams read, and the people were so amazed at his reading because they could understand him. and I think that's part of it.
Definitely something to strive for with poetry, because can something be considered art? Could a poem, for example, be considered a work of art if it's inscrutable to anybody but the poet?
Well, there's always that debate how that goes and what is the purpose of art. And there's a lot of different schools and different thoughts, but I think that, like I said, in the Midwest, we try to be practical.
And let's just use regular words and get down to it and get it over with.
Exactly.
Buckle down, write that poem, and move on. So what are you going to talk to the NEMBA nominees and the audience about tonight? Can we get just a tiny little preview of your speech without issuing any spoilers?
Yes, I think I could give you a little bit. I'm going to talk about the writing process. As poet laureate, it might be kind of surprising, but I've had a lot of people ask me, what do I think about the writing process? So I think it's time to talk about that.
And that's always, for non-writers, a fascinating idea. You know, how do you do this? Does the inspiration strike? Do you need to be disciplined? Do ideas just come? Do you put words down? There are just so many, many questions. Did you write them a special poem to present to them this evening?
Well, I do have a poem that kind of connects with when I was a student at UMD, and I was thinking of reading that. So, no, I didn't write a special poem, but I will be, like I said, I'll be talking about the writing process. And I think you get the idea, and that there are a lot of questions. But also people who are writing or want to write, want to know a little bit about, you know, what should I be doing.
So it's going to be a fascinating evening for a variety of reasons to see all of these northeastern Minnesota writers gathered all together and kind of a mini writing workshop in the form of your talk. Am I remembering correctly? Are you actually doing a writing workshop before the awards evening?
Yes, I am. I'm doing a poetry workshop in the rotunda in the library at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock. This is me making a note. I could stand to learn to, you know, I mean, the limerick thing, you know, I get as far as Nantucket and I'm stuck from there. So yeah, maybe it's time.
Yeah, well, we'll try an alternate route.
And Jim, that sounds like it can't come too soon. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you on, Jim.
Okay, thank you very much.
Duluth's Poet Laureate Jim Johnson this morning. He is the keynote speaker at tonight's 27th Annual Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards here at UMD.